Right now, time for the birthday scam.
Let's call Elise. Her sister thought this would be funny because Elise was in a little fender bender a while back.
Cracked into a pole here in the city somewhere, and you're going to call being from the city, saying we traced her down. Of course, she owes damages.
And her excuse is the sun got in her eyes.
Can happen.
This is Elise.
Hello, Elise. This is Ralph with the city. How are you this morning?
Fine, thank you.
I was calling about your recent auto mishap.
Yes.
Where you hit our pole.
Okay.
The pole is pretty severely damaged, and we're going to have to replace it. I was just wondering if you could give me the specifics of what happened with the accident.
Could you fax me something, and I can do it that way? Because I'm really busy right now.
But we have a $10,000 pole damage here that we're going to have to replace.
Oh, you think it's $10,000, huh?
Well, I know. I mean, this is my department. I'm in charge of roads and maintenance.
Okay.
I was just looking through my notes on it, and I guess that you had claimed the sun was in your eyes? I don't know that that's really a valid excuse.
Well, I don't think I need to discuss the validity of it with you right now, sir. I told you twice.
I think you do. I mean, I might not even send you a bill, but if you give me this attitude, I'm just going to send it right over.
I'm not giving you any attitude, sir. I'm simply stating there are people in my office, and I cannot discuss it right now.
You could have explained the whole thing to me by now, instead of being disagreeable.
Are you finished?
No. I've only just begun. Were you drunk?
I'm not even dignifying that with an answer. Goodbye.
All right. She's not going to talk to me. You call her now, Raj.
Bobby.
This is Elise.
Hi, Elise. This is Mike Vernon, city of... Sorry to bother you at work, but I just overheard part of the conversation with my associate, Ralph.
I don't appreciate what he said either.
I know, and I apologize because Ralph is kind of a cut-to-the-chase kind of a guy who can come off kind of gruff, and I just wanted to get a couple answers from you, and we can hopefully just move right on and let you get back to work. Now, were you alone at the time in the vehicle?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you were sober?
Yes.
And the reason for the accident was?
The sun.
The sun got in your eyes.
Yes.
Okay. We have an outstanding bill for $10,000, and I'm afraid that the sun in the eyes really isn't a very valid point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me add her.
Ralph, back off for a second.
She hit the pole.
I know that.
I got a pole for her.
All right, Ralph. Ralph, please. If I could suggest, Elise, I know this is a novel thing, but you ever hear of sunglasses?
I have sunglasses.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they're not just for the summertime. And you might avoid, you know...
Poles.
Yeah, the pole this time. Next time it could be a little old lady in a shopping cart.
Well,
I'll show her a pole.
Ralph.
Ralph's not helping.
Please.
Let me talk to her.
Now, who the hell is this?
Elise?
What?
It's Dean and Raj and the birthday scam.
Oh, my God.
Here's your poll, baby.
All right. We get that. Who sent this in?
This is from Allison.
That's my sister. My God.
I know.
Who the hell's this?
Dean and Raj.
Dean and Raj.
Yes.
Yes, Roy.
Huh?
Good morning.
Right.
Wow.
Hey, if y'all ever get your IQ up to 40, you ought to sell. Oh!
What?
Didn't see you pansies at the rodeo yesterday.
No, couldn't make
no
it.
We didn't go to the...
Should have come.
Why?
Yesterday was Tejano Day.
Tejano Day.
Oh, I love Tejano Day. I love the music.
Yes.
Can't understand a damn word of it.
No. Right.
Kind of like listening to Mick Jagger.
Okay.
But I love accordion. It's my favorite instrument.
Is that right?
Yes.
You know, Ethel used to play accordion when she was a little girl.
No.
Yeah, of course, once she grew up and developed, she couldn't really put the accordion up there.
No,
she, by the time with a chest like her, she couldn't even reach the keys. Well, she kept pinching herself.
Okay. All right.
What? All right, don't remind me.
What?
Her dumb psycho brother's coming for a visit today.
Oh.
Yeah, he's got a split personality.
He does.
Yeah, but his wife likes it, because when they have sex, it's like having a threesome.
Later!
The Dean and Raj Show, remembering Chuck Berry.
Yeah, he passed over the weekend.
He's 90.
Go, go! Go, Johnny, go! Go!
Johnny, be good!
Go, Johnny, go!
One of
go.
The, go, Johnny, I don't know, go. Grandfather songs of rock and roll.
Go, Johnny, go. Go.
The archetypal rock song.
Really was. Yeah. I mean, when you, what year would that be? I mean, 50s, but... Why nobody was doing this, you know. Everybody was on the cusp of it, but Elvis and everybody kind of came after him.
Right.
Ring,
ring goes the bell. The cook and the lunchroom ready to sell.
I think these songs were deceptively simple, too. They seem simple, but there's
but
more.
This guitar was just way ahead of its time.
Back in the classroom, open your books. Gee, but the teacher don't know how mean she looks.
You know, that whole Southern gospel R&B thing was, he just took that and just brought it into rock and really almost invented rock and roll.
Right.
You can bet your life I did till I got back in the USA. Looked at my watch and it was 9:45. You know she called me right back and made me do it again.
My ding-a-ling.
Yeah, Reelin' and Rockin'.
Reelin' and Rockin'. And then he has My Ding-a-ling, which has got some weird lyrics in it for its time.
That was his biggest hit ever, My Ding-a-ling.
My Ding-a-ling.
Yeah, on the radio. So we remember Chuck Berry, a legend who helped create the music that we love today. He may be more than anyone. There are a number of guys, Little Richard.
Elvis.
Yeah, but maybe he more than ever was the father of rock and roll.
All this great show that's coming to the Woodlands this fall. Jeff Foxworthy, Larry the Cable Guy. It's their backyard barbecue tour along with musical acts. And we're going to give that away right now. Who do we have as our contestant?
This is Greg. Greg's going to play Match the Singer to the Band, a fun game with murky rules. We're going to give you a certain number of singers, and you'll have to match an undetermined number in order to win. Greg, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. So here comes your first singer. You say the band. Singer number one, Geddy Lee.
Marshall Tucker.
What did you say?
Marshall Tucker.
Oh. No.
Geddy Lee is in Rush.
I see where you were going there, though. You were like, you know, right. That's one of the bands on the tour. It's a logical guess. All right. Let's keep going.
Singer number two, Vince Neil.
Oh. Black Sabbath.
Nope. He's in Motley Crue.
Damn it.
All right. That's okay. Hang on. Oh, what?
singer number three, Sully Erna.
Yeah, this is a tough one.
This is a tough one, says the guy who's got none correct so far.
All right.
I don't know.
Sully Erna, of course, is the lead singer of Godsmack.
Come on, Dean.
That
was a low blow.
Singer number four, Glenn Frey.
Here we go.
Eddie Money.
Eddie Money's a person. You have to say the name of the band.
Glenn Frey is inside of Eddie Money.
Are you trying to throw this?
No, I just got out of the hospital. I
apologize. Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's all right. I guess I'm going to have to bow out. Y'all, thank you.
All right, we will let you
back. All right, that's no problem. We wish you well. Hope you feel better there, buddy.
Sorry.
Hi, who's this? Is the caller there? Look, you. Hi, Dean and Raj.
I was trying to win the ticket.
Yeah.
Here we go. What's your name?
Billy Birch.
All right, Billy, we've got a few left. Let's see if you can pull some off. Do you know rock artists and their bands?
Fairly well.
All right. Okay. What band is Glenn Frey in?
The Eagles.
He is in the Eagles.
Good job.
Wrong. He's in no band anymore.
Oh, man.
Come on, Raj.
I'm just saying.
What, I know, it was harsh.
What band was he in was the proper sense.
Okay.
All right. Roger Daltrey is in what band?
The Who.
That is correct. The Who. Now we're moving.
There we go. Now we rock.
David Byrne.
Who?
David Byrne.
Watch out. You might get what you...
David Byrne.
I'll go for
3 seconds. You don't know.
Burning down. No, took
in
a shot.
The Talking Heads.
Okay.
All right, you're still up 2-1.
Chad Krieger.
Come on, Dean.
Chad Krieger, no idea.
All right, he would be the lead singer of Nickelback.
That's too new for me.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear.
They were the number one band of the decade 2000 to 2010. Did you know that? Nickelback.
They're Canadian, aren't they?
Yeah. Number eight, Freddie Mercury.
Queen.
That is correct. Number nine, Sammy Hagar.
He was Van Halen, the Red Rocker, by itself.
Yeah, you didn't say Montrose. I'm sorry.
Montrose, yeah.
All right, okay, fine. You were close enough. And finally, Joe Walsh.
Well, with the Eagles and by himself.
There's one other band he was in.
Easy? What is it?
It was the James Gang.
The James Gang.
But you mentioned one. Yeah. You mentioned one of the bands, so there you go.
Not only that, Billy came up and cleaned up this game pretty good, Dean. He got 5 correct and only 2 wrong.
All right, nice job. So what you get is the Backyard Barbecue with Jeff Foxworthy, Larry the Cable Guy, also Eddie Money, and the Marshall Tucker Band.
Cool.
Back that truck up.
On back.
Good deal, good deal.
All right, hang on. From the class, we are about to give away Michael McDonald's Boss Skaggs tickets, 713-343-1075. Call for that right now. Coming up, Rock Talk with Alice Cooper. We'll do that here in about 15 minutes. Alice Cooper, frequent guest on Rock. We know him. We go way back.
The Coop.
Talk to the Coop coming up in 15 minutes. Birthday scam at 9:10. And almost a record-breaking warm temperature today, 85 for the high. It's going to be mostly sunny in the JohnEagleHonda.com Weather Center.
But right now, we got tickets to a cool show that's coming to the Smart Financial Center in June. It's Michael McDonald and Boz Skaggs performing together.
I think that would be a great show to see. Very, two master singers, I think. Both
bluesy, jazzy, soulful.
Yeah.
Influential.
All right, let's bring in our caller here. This will be Doug. How are you today? Doug? Hey. Doug? 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 Hello? I have to move along.
I can hear breathing.
I know.
They're listening to the radio.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Sherry.
Sherry, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. So you can win these tickets. You got to answer a Michael McDonald trivia question, though. Are you ready?
Okay.
Aside from his...
What'd you say? I wish it could be the other.
Boss Skaggs?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have a Boss Skaggs question.
Yeah, we searched for one,
there aren't any that we could find.
Okay.
So here we go. Other than his solo career, name 2 bands that Michael McDonald was in.
Oh, I know the Doobie Brothers.
That's one.
I just went on Tola. I don't know the other.
Okay, well, thanks for playing.
Okay.
Better luck next time. Yeah. We'll have some more throughout the week.
Yep. Boom, boom, boom. Hey, all Kevin, right. How are you?
Great.
Name 2 groups Michael McDonald was in.
Doobie Brothers and Michael McDonald Band.
We're not
Michael
counting
McDonald's solo career. I don't think.
Oh, come on!
No. Yeah.
We said other than we actually did up front. All right, buddy.
Oh, did you?
You want to take a shot?
All right, thank you.
All right, man.
Hey, Roland.
Hello.
Do you know the answer?
I do not. Doobie Brothers is the only one I know of.
All right.
This one other. It's fairly common knowledge. It was a big band, big group.
He wasn't in it for long.
No.
I'll say that.
Kind of went, and he used to sing along on all kinds. He's on all kinds of recordings, too, with his remarkable backup vocals.
Kenny, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Doobie Brothers and can it be a duet with, like, Kenny Loggins?
No, we're not going to count that. This was a band that he was in for a while, not Kenny Loggins.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, like I said, he sang with a lot of people, but
like
we can't.
Streisand, yeah, no.
Lisa, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
You sound confident. I feel like you know the answer.
I hope I do.
What do you got?
The Doobie Brothers and Journey.
Oh, Journey, no. But good try. No. He could sing with Journey. He could sing with anyone, Dean, but I don't think he ever did.
No, never in Journey. Sylvia.
Uh-huh.
Hi.
Hi.
What's the answer?
Oh, I just drew a blank.
Oh.
Sorry.
Just now? Okay. That's all right, Sylvia.
Bye.
You have a wonderful day.
Mark's going to try. What do you got, Mark?
I forgot the question. What's with you people?
Other than his solo career, what two bands did Michael McDonald perform with?
Doobie Brothers and...
Yeah, that's the one that no one can get. All right. Thank you.
No, got it.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Rob, do you remember the question?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what do you got?
I was Doobie Brothers and Steely Dan.
Steely Dan. Yes, he was in Steely Dan for a while. Not long.
No, but he passed through there, and you're correct. And you're going to see Michael, and along with Boss Gags, coming up in June at the Smart Financial Center.
Excellent.
All right, man, good job. Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. Ghanaian soccer player Mohamed Anas won some award called Best Man of the Match because he scored 2 goals in a game, which if you follow soccer, you know that's like a week's total. But the best moment came in his acceptance speech when he thanked both his wife and his girlfriend.
And I appreciate my parents also. My wife and my girlfriend. I'm so sorry, my wife. Listen, I love you so much. I love you so much from my heart.
Okay, it sounds like somebody's over-apologizing. Hey, you score 2 goals, you get 2 girls. That's today's Wild Pitch.